I get this idea for a one-person presentation. A DVD commentary on an Ingmar Bergman film, Persona, suggests that a director-writer is like a vampire. Wow, I think. The writer as vampire. So I wrote something up. It begins this way. It's 35 years ago in one of the Slavic countries that gave rise to the legend of vampires in the 11th century. My first wife and I are wandering the streets of Split, Yugoslavia, an ancient Venetian city on the blue Mediterranean with white buildings stacked up its hills. Come along with me. I just left the army and we are on the first leg of a year's journey that will take us to Greece, Bulgaria, Italy, Austria, France, Spain, Portugal, and back to Germany. Anyway, it's a warm early fall afternoon and a crowd is gathered several blocks away. With our one-year-old and a carrier on my back, we hurry down the seaside street to see what possibly could be going on. There's a snapshot in my memory that remains. A movie is being shot in front of an old hotel. This is intriguing in itself, but when we look past the actors and cameras and see the man who is directing it, it is none other than the legendary Orson Welles. He looks terrible, as wide as he is tall. He's dressed in a black shirt, black trousers, and a black suit coat that he must have slept in. His hair is greasy and hanging straight over his forehead, and his corpulent face is sweaty, beet red. He seems to be tilting slightly backwards to balance his colossal weight, but it is the Orson Welles directing.